Well, you know, the thing is, you know, when you hear stuff like that, and it kind of implies, and this is going to be an interesting way to say this, it implies that God can't stand being alone.
Hmm.
Well, he was the Godhead in eternity past without us or the angels, and he was just fine. And he would be just fine without us. But in his love, he created us and provided salvation for us. I mean, like, he doesn't, I'm going to say this carefully, he doesn't need us.
Mm-hmm.
But he loves us enough to create us and save us. So it's kind of actually a little bit inaccurate to use this phrasing of, you know, he didn't want heaven without us. Well, I understand the sentiment behind it, but the phrasing is not exactly right. More accurate phrase would actually be, he didn't want us to not see heaven.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And, you know, so he brought Jesus to us. You know, that's how it really should have gone.
Absolutely. Good wisdom. I honestly think to myself, I feel like this falls under the category of, you know, now you see in a mirror dimly type deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Where it's like, we don't fully understand. We have these little pieces to kind of put together, but one day it's going to be like, boom.
Yeah.
I understand. I get it now, you know?
Yep.